the women are uttering a particular kind of shriek, the Olugaya. This is a ritual shout peculiar to females.
It is a high-pitched, piercing cry uttered at certain climatic moments in ritual practice. Example, at the moment when a victim's throat is slashed during sacrifice, or at climatic moments in real life, at the birth of a child, and also a common feature of women's festivals.
The Ololiga, with its cognate verb, ololizo, is one of a family of words, including eleleu, with its cognate verb, elelizo, and alala, with its cognate verb, alalazo, probably of Indo-European origin, and obviously of onomatopoeic derivation.
These words do not signify anything except their own sound, the sound to represent a cry of either intense pleasure or intense pain.
To utter such cries is a specialized female function. When Alkios finds himself surrounded by the sound of the Oligaya, he is telling us that he is completely and genuinely out of bounds.
No man would make such sound.
No proper civic space would contain it unregulated.
Female festivals in which such ritual cries were heard were generally not permitted to be held within the city limits, but were regulated to suburban areas like the mountains, the beach, the rooftop of houses, where women could disport themselves without contaminating the ears of civic space of men.
To be exposed to such sound is for Alkaios a condition of political nakedness, as alarming as that of his archetype Odysseus, who awakens with no clothes on a thicket on the island of Phaiakia in the sixth book of Homer's Odyssey, surrounded by the shrieking of women.
What a hullabaloo of females comes around me, Odysseus exclaims, and goes on to wonder what sort of savages or supernatural beings can be making such a racket.
The savages, of course, turn out to be Nausicaa and her girlfriends playing soccer on the riverbank. But what is interesting in this scenario is Odysseus' automatic association of disorderly female sound with wild space, with savagery and the supernatural.
Nausicaa and her friends are shortly compared by Homer to the wild girls, who roam the mountains in attendance upon Artemis, a goddess herself notorious for the sounds that she makes, if we may judge from her Homeric epithets. You can skip the gray letters.
This text is a manuscript of a radio program about a self-organized radio station in Syria during the conflict, called Radio Fresh. Some parts of the text have been removed.
Heba Abood, speaking Arabic.
Dana Balut, that's Heba Abood introducing the afternoon newscast. She's now the director of the women's division of Radio Fresh.
She talks to me from the woman's office over Skype. Heba Abu speaking Arabic.
Interpreter, I never imagined that I would hear my own voice or that I would be a reporter. Never.
Dana Balut. Heba was a newlywed who had just moved to town when she heard that Radio Fresh was recruiting women to go on air.
She'd been listening to the radio and was curious what it was like to make it. So she, along with 20 other women, went to the first training. They did icebreakers, spent 3 days on voice technique.
Interpreter, and how to be as a presenter and how to take breaths from your belly.
Dana Balut, Heba passed the training and began working at the station, made news shows, programs about women's rights, interviews with local women who had lost their husbands in the war. By the time Riot put Hiba and the other women on air in 2015, the Islamist in charge of Kafrin Bell, Nusra, already hated Radio Fresh.
Now Radio Fresh got a lot of warnings for having women on air. Nusra considered their voices shameful, a form of nakedness.
Finally, in January 2016, Nusra had had enough. They burst in one morning to shut the station down, broke down the door, faces covered, carrying machine guns. They took everything, laptops, the transmitter, Hadi's hookah, flash drives. Hiba and the other women watched the Nusra guys ransack the main station from another building, the women's office just up the hill.
Hiba Abud, speaking Arabic, interpreter. And we looked out of the window when we heard a lot of noise. So us girls, we just started gathering everything and hiding it. Because we said, you know, they were going to come to us next.
Dana Balut. They quickly rearranged the office to make it look more like a home.
Dana Balut. Nusra's other big demand was for Radio Fresh to take women off the air completely. Raid had a creative fix for this one too. Again, he's Hiba.
Hiba Abud, speaking Arabic. Interpreter. So we were having a meeting and he came and he told us that they wanted to transform our voices.
You know, now we're going to use something to change our voices from female voices to male, and but you wouldn't be able to tell that it was a female in the first place. Hiba Abud, speaking Arabic.
Interpreter. So when we first heard what our voices sounded like, we were laughing. And it was so strange because we were like, really? This is what people are going to listen to?
But after a while, it just became normal. And it literally got to the point where I could tell you which girl was which one.
Dana Balut. But these days, Hiba just feels annoyed at the voice. And because the voice is so hard to listen to, Radio Fresh reduced how long women speak on the air to a fraction of what it was.
By this past fall, the Assad regime had retaken swaths of the country.
And in many other places, including Kafrin Bel, extremists like Nusra were gaining power.
People like Raed, who didn't want Azad or the extremists, they barely held any ground.